467, I am heading westbound at St. Louis and Lombard.
467, I got a loud verbal. How can I help you?
I have a passenger here that got on at Lombard and asked me to get to 39th or at Cesar Chavez and Powell. I explained that I go to St. John's and I end for the night and try to direct him to the MAX or another 75, but he would have to wait. And he is acting completely erratic, and he will not get off the bus. And he's like, you're the last bus, right? And I said, correct, but I end in St. John's. So he's not believing me, and he said that the other driver of the 75 told him to get on the 4.
Okay, I copy. Let me take a look here. Yeah, we don't have any other 75s that are running, so they're not going to be able to do anything about that tonight. So what would you like to do? Do you want to go to the end of the line and then we'll see if they stay on the bus? Do you feel safe enough to continue with him until you get to Richmond, Syracuse? Is he threatening you at all? What are you thinking?
Yeah, he's threatening to call the police on me, saying that I am supposed to get him, drive him home. And no, I do not feel safe.
Yes, you are threatening to call the cops on me.
I am threatening to call the police on you, sir, because I'm trying to explain it to you and you're calling me a liar.
Okay, I will get police on the way. So you're tying it up where you're at, which is, you are at St. Louis and Lombard, is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, I pulled over here because he started being really erratic and I did not feel comfortable continuing to the end of the line on Ivanhoe and being stuck on the bus with him.
I understand completely. Sorry you're dealing with this, so let's try and get you some help. Can I get, let me see here, keep your barrier doors closed, and then do you see any weapons or anything with them?
No, I just had both doors opened, and he just got off the back door. So we're clear, he's gone. He just got off, he is walking down Lombard right now. He thought I was joking when I said I was calling the police.
Well, that is great news. Are you doing okay?
Absolutely. No, I'm fine. I just know that he was going to be kind of nuts when I got to the end of the line. I was trying to explain to him why that I don't go to his destination, and then he accused me of forcing him to sleep on the street, on the sidewalk, and et cetera, and then got mad at me and said, oh, you get to go home to your nice warm house, and I have to sleep on the street. And other passengers were trying to explain to him, like, this is the last bus, and this driver ends in St. John's, like nowhere near Southeast Portland.